This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, let's just get it over with, guys. It's going to hurt. Let's just get it over with. All right, this will be good. Enjoy the rest of our day. There's, I guess, a big headline that Bill Gates is not the world's richest person. He has been dethroned by Jeff Bezos. And for those of you who don't know, Jeff Bezos or Bezos or however you want to pronounce it, he is Amazon CEO. And this is where we basically fall out of our chairs. His net worth top $90 billion. Amazon founder and CEO has dethroned Bill Gates as the richest man in the world. If Amazon stock holds steady throughout the rest of the day with trading, he will bump Gates, who has been number one since 2013, from the Bloomberg's Billionaires Index. Wow. The richest man. Amazon. I gotta tell you, I mean, Amazon is a smart company the way they do things. Let's see who else is on this list. I'm looking at Forbes 2017 World's Top 20 Billionaires. I have no idea if any of them are single people that you might want to. I know. I really need to marry up. I love my husband. But OMG. I mean, man. Okay. We are so upside down on our house. We are borrowing right on three cars. We don't own anything. We have nothing that we own. I own my stethoscope. I own that. Even my IUD has to be replaced. You know, what do I have to pass down to my kids? So anyway, $90.6 billion according to Forbes. Net worth was $7.67 trillion. Are you kidding me? Of all of these altogether. Let's look at Sheldon Adelson, chairman and CEO of Las Vegas Sands. He's 83 years old, and he's worth $30.4 billion. I know his wife, wonderful lady. But good for him. Lee Ka-shing from Hong Kong. He is 89 years old and worth $31.2 billion. Wang Jianlin in China from Dolly and Wanda Group. See, Dolly, all I have to do is take off the N and add an H. In fact, I have to do that a little bit something. Again, Dahlia, she has had Dahlia. He's 62 years old, and he's worth $31.3 billion. Oh, this hurts. Alice Walton is the Walton Walmart heir. Chairman, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. She is 67 years old, has a lot of style when she dresses, and is worth $33.8 billion. Jim Walton, not from the Waltons, another Walmart heir, at $34 billion. He is at 60 years old. Another Walmart, Rob Walton, 72 years old, worth $34.1 billion. Betancourt, I don't think there's a store called Betancourt. She is owner of a third of L'Oreal. Now, I buy L'Oreal cosmetics. It doesn't seem to help, but it helped her. She is 94 years old. She looks great. And she is worth $39.5 billion. Sergey Brin, who's only 43 years old, he is president of Google, worth $39.8 billion. Larry Page, CEO of Google, 43 years old as well, $39.8 billion net worth. I think the computer crashed because even the computer doesn't want to. Oh, Google. Google's probably like, wait a second. I don't think I want them to know how much CEOs are making. Louis Vuitton chairman and CEO, Bernard Arnault from France, 68 years old, worth $41.5 billion. Michael Bloomberg, CEO of Bloomberg, 75 years old, worth $47.5 billion. Yeah, many of them are in the U.S. It's pretty remarkable. Yeah, I got to go hand it to, you know, honestly, when it comes to Amazon and what they've been doing and how they've been rebranding and marketing themselves, you know, there's a lot of discussion on, you know, should these CEOs be making this much money? Should they be, you know, it's a lot of dough. And, you know, for me, okay, $1 billion makes me pee on myself, you know, trying to imagine that much money. But when you're looking at like $40 billion or $47 billion or whatever the hell these people are making, it blows your mind. And what would you do with that much money? You know, if I was so net worth, it doesn't necessarily mean they have that in the bank. You know, they probably have a couple billion in the bank, maybe. You know, they probably have, you know, stocks, and they probably have some buildings, and maybe they have a restaurant. And I told you guys I would want to own a bar. I would definitely want to own a bar, you know, just a fun one that I could go to that I don't get kicked out of. I would probably, if I had that much money, if I ever made that much money, I would want to make my own movie. I really think I would. I've always wanted to be in the movies. And even if Michael Fassbender doesn't want to play my love interest, that's okay. I would if I had that much money. And I know I'm supposed to be talking about all the charity work I want to do. Of course I'm going to be doing charity work. But let's just stop for a sec and fantasize. What would we do if we had billions of dollars? I would seriously make a movie. Maybe I would be in, I think they're going to do another Lord of the Rings sequel. This is going to be after Gandalf dies. So I would probably put myself in Lord of the Rings, and then I would be Viggo Mortensen's love interest. I would do something like that. Or I would make a comedy. I think I would want to make like a comedy, not a romantic comedy. I don't really like chick flicks, but I like, you know, comedies like Ted and Deadpool. I'd probably do a Marvel movie. That's what I would do. I don't know. It's just something I always wanted to do. I would, donate, if I had that much money to, UNLV, my alma mater, I would probably want a Dr. Dahlia school, either like a medical school or a FTD, you know, whatever I was known for when I went to UNLV, that's probably what I would do. But I would probably donate I would probably want, you know, a building there with my name on it. You know, oh man, I gotta go to class. Oh crap, where are you going? I gotta go to Dahlia. Oh man, that sucks. I know, I hate that. And it just would be really, really cool, I think. And then for charities, there's a blind school. There's a school for blind children that needs a building. And the Nevada Blind Children's Foundation, so I would definitely want to build that. I would want to do something where all kids that need glasses and free dental care and clothes and shoes. I'd probably come up with this big, huge foundation. It'd be a lot of fun. And then, yes, I will get some plastic surgery. Absolutely. Thank you for reminding me. Plastic surgery. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. The basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I'm watching some live coverage of the Senate. I guess here we were. We were talking about how the skinny bill passed and, you know, the skinny bill for health care. Where, all right, let's get rid of the individual mandate, let's get rid of the employer mandate, let's hold off on defunding Planned Parenthood and the Medicaid changes, let's just kind of pass something skinny and simple, get rid of the medical tax, device tax, and we can move forward and debate. And so that had passed, and I'm like, all right, they're moving somewhere. And then I guess another version last night failed. And so for those of you that read the news intermittently, and are not watching real time, you're probably more confused than you've ever been in your life. That's totally fine. I am too. From what I understand, what CNN is calling it, it's a votorama. All right? And this is exactly what they wanted to do. They wanted to have a series of debates and a series of votes. And from what we understand, they are right now entering the home stretch of a dramatic debate to overhaul Obamacare, because I believe they're supposed to be going on recess by next week. So coming up on the end of the week, they need to hustle and bust a move. And I'm watching some live coverage of what's going on, and I'm not really seeing a lot of people bust a move. Seeing some people shaking their hands and talking. See a bunch of people in suits. But they say the text of the GOP plan, what is expected to be the so-called quote-unquote skinny bill, skinny, it rolls back Obama's care individual employer mandates, still is not the law of the land from what we understand. They say multiple sources say Republican leaders are circulating an outline with a selling point that it amounts to repealing the pillars of Obamacare, the mandate. Somebody kind of described it as a three-legged stool. You have the mandates, you have, how else did he, hold on a second. This was according to the Washington Post. They basically, so the individual mandate was one of the stool legs, I guess. Another one was the Medicaid. And then I guess I don't know what the other Lego stool was. Doesn't make sense. But anyway, so the media appears to want this to fail. I just want us to do something, please, Lord, have mercy, do something. So just what I would recommend for you guys is, yeah, if you could kind of watch, but if not, we'll keep you guys posted. My guess is this debate is going to be well beyond into the next session. However. I was hoping they would pass other sorts of things, right? And show that they did. And here's the thing, they've passed a lot of bills from what we understand. Nobody's covering it. And right now, healthcare is what's on everybody's mind. This is what the media is talking about. And they can improve the economy if they get rid of certain job-killing aspects of Obamacare. And I know people hate using that term if they're pro-Obamacare, but an employer mandate is job-killing. An individual mandate is stupid. So from what we understand, what's laid out in the outline, according to CNN, and somebody familiar with the negotiations, according to a source, repealing the individual mandate, repealing the employer mandate for a minimum of 6 years, providing greater flexibility to the states through the 1332 waiver, defunding Planned Parenthood, and directing those funds to community health centers. I love the idea of community health centers and clinics opened up that could benefit men, women, children, and allow people to go in, get the medical care right then and there. Planned Parenthood has done a lot for women and has done a lot for communities. But, if the law of the land is to pay for, allow birth control to be free and to cover basic services such as pap smear, et cetera, do we really have to double fund? And funding Planned Parenthood. Again, I was a fan of Planned Parenthood until what happened with Komen for the Cure and the Susan B. Komen Foundation. When I saw that Susan B. Komen Foundation wanted to hold off during the depth of the recession on donating to Planned Parenthood, Planned Parenthood, rather than saying, look, thank you for your support, hang in there this year, they went to Congress. Planned Parenthood crucified them in the media. And that doesn't make sense. Charities are not supposed to be, crucifying each other. Especially Komen for the Cure and all the work they do with when it comes to breast cancer and mammogram care and breast care. And Planned Parenthood doesn't do mammograms. Okay, they may do breast exams, but they don't perform mammograms on their site. So if Komen for the Cure needs the money elsewhere, you don't sit there and force Congress to step in. And I guess that's what happened. And I believe Komen for the Cure ended up actually donating to Planned Parenthood. That's what bothered me. I think Planned Parenthood would have a lot more, fans if it wasn't for that and if it wasn't for the BS that happened with the fetal tissue and abortions. And so it's a very, very powerful, hugely powerful, a little bit too powerful an organization. And, why isn't the Red Cross getting funds? Why isn't, the Colon Cancer Foundation? Why is Planned Parenthood a part of this and not other charities and other groups? And so it's just a little, it's just interesting. I find it interesting. So this votorama is going on. From what I understand, President Trump says he has pen in hand, ready to go. Well, we're not going to beat it to death. People are mad at some of the female GOP senators. Apparently, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski may be in trouble because of her opposition to the vote. She chairs the panel. That's jurisdiction, includes oversight of the Interior Department. People are worried about her future, fighting the GOP. And again, I don't know what to say about that, because if it's a crappy bill, anybody who says that's a crappy bill, they're right. It's just not passing anything and not moving forward could be a problem. Keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A cancer patient is suing the motor vehicle office. Why? Because of a scarf incident. A mother who is battling breast cancer is suing the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission because an employee demanded that she removed her headscarf for a new photograph instead of using her old one while renewing her license. Jennifer Giordano claims an employee at the Eatonton office said you have to take that thing off. Giordano was diagnosed with breast cancer in February. She was wearing the scarf because she was self-conscious about her hair loss. In court documents filed over the June 14th incident, the 40-year-old said she felt discriminated against and was caused emotional distress. She compared the experience to someone being told to take their shirt off and walk around. It's like exposing yourself in a very raw way that's not necessary, and then to have the picture on my license for years. If you're going through a chemotherapy regimen that causes you to lose your hair, you shouldn't be made to feel that way by anybody, especially a state agency. Yeah, that's got to be tough. That's got to be tough for both sides. When I went through customs and when we went through immigration, you know, coming back to the United States, you have to take off your hat. Now, I don't know what they did with scarves, and I don't know what they did with headscarves, but, you know, my son had a baseball cap, caps had to be, even getting on the plane. When we were in England, getting on the plane, my son had a cap on, and they stopped him and told him to take the cap off. So headgear and, you know, headwear is not allowed when it comes to anything that has to do with security, etc. So I wonder, what do they do with people going through chemo? Or, you know, who have headdresses on. So according to Asbury Park Press, New Jersey state law states that residents whose appearance may change during medical treatment can renew the license with an old photo. But medical documentation from a doctor is required, and it cannot exceed a year from the license's expiration date. Another employee reportedly intervened and granted Giordano a new license with her old photo. Giordano alleges that the manager explained the policy allows people with headscarves for medical or religious reasons. All right, so there we go. Interesting. You don't think about that. You know, here we are in this day and age where we need photos. We need security. You know, these photos are scanned, and, you know, wearing head coverings or whatever seems to, you know, lessen the ability of security officials to identify. Even though you could change your hair color, you could change your hair shape. It's ridiculous in this day and age, but they're really, really big on headgear. And so when you have employees that don't know all the policy and all the ins and outs, it's a problem. So luckily somebody stepped in. But that's got to be hard to be able to force somebody to take their – I can't stand my driver's license photo. But to have to take it with less hair, no hair, that's got to be frightening. All right, when we come back, why are men losing their sperm? We talked about this, but let's go a little deeper. The feminization of first world countries. What's going on there? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So I was on the McIntyre in the morning on KABC Radio, and we were talking about how, you know, men's sperm count is dropping. Remember, there was a study coming out of Hebrew University in Jerusalem and Econ School of Medicine in New York, where they looked at 42,000 male participants in 185 studies. And they looked at this period between 1973 and 2011, and they found the men's sperm count dropped 50 to 60% over the last 40 years. Now, they looked at men in North America, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe compared to men from South Africa, Africa, and Asia. Now, South Africa, Africa, and Asia compared to North America, Australia, New Zealand, and Europe, you know, many of us can go, okay, well, it's probably diet, it's probably the way, you know, we do things, you know, in these superpowers. But, you know, it may be even more than that. You know, there may be more going on. And so I want to just quickly review Okay, you know, sperm. Let's quickly review. All right, some anatomy. What a semen analysis is. Because this is something that I think you guys need to check on. And I wonder if maybe, and this is just a thought, that if you do have a lower than normal sperm count, maybe the opposite is true. Maybe that means that something else is going on. And since most people don't really check their sperm count, they have no idea. So first, some quick anatomy, okay? So sperm are produced in the testicles, and more specifically, the seminiferous tubules. All right? You guys all remember your seminiferous tubules that you learned in health class? Okay. So they form these little tubules within the testicles. Then they travel to the epididymis. The epididymis is where they mature and they're stored. Now, epididymis, sometimes you guys get a painful kind of tube-like feeling behind your testicle, and that's epididymitis. That's where sperm are being stored and maturing. When it's time to ejaculate, when you climax, the mature sperm travel from this epididymis through the vas deferens to an ampulla. An ampulla is kind of like a meeting room. And there, in that ampulla, it meets with seminal fluid that is produced by seminal vesicles, prostate, bulbal, you know, urethral glands, and then combining all together makes semen. Now, vas deferens, some of you guys are like, wait a second, didn't I get my vas deferens cut during a vasectomy? Yep, because vas deferens is a tube, which is why vasectomies exist, because you don't have to take out a testicle, you don't have to damage the production of sperm. All it does is mess with the transport, which is why vasectomies are pretty effective in terms of birth control, because if sperm are traveling and they can't travel through the vas deferens, the conduit, they can't get to the ampulla and then come out with seminal fluid and impregnate somebody. And the reason why vasectomies are more popular than you think is because, as you can see, it won't interfere with semen production. People don't want to have sex and not go through the same physiological process that they did before a vasectomy. So it doesn't interfere with that either. All it interferes with is sperm meeting up to combine into the semen. All right, so did you guys learn something there? All right, so let's say you are concerned about fertility. You and your wife have been trying, nothing's working, and they say, well, look, you know, we'll examine her, we'll do a pelvic ultrasound, we'll look at her tubes, make sure they're patent. Let's, you know, we'll do some hormone tests. But for you, we need a semen analysis. And you're like, oh, man, and usually you have to wait a couple days and store up a little bit so they can see. But they look at a few things. And what do they look at? Well, one is they look at volume. Okay, people ask, you know, how much, you know, how much semen am I supposed to have? Well, they say normal is anywhere between 1.5 mils to 5 mils. And 5 cc's or 5 mils is a teaspoon. So anyway, anywhere from a quarter to a teaspoon. Now, in the movies, they get this wrong. Okay, in the movies and on TV and when they make jokes, you see the cup half full. No, the cup is not supposed to be half full. Okay? So they say a decrease in the amount of volume could imply that you could have any issue with the prostate, the seminal vesicles, the bulbo urethral glands that are supposed to make the semen, or it could mean there's a blockage. So if you don't have good volume to your ejaculate of your sperm, then that could mean something pretty significant. And remember, sperm can't travel in a dry arena. It needs to be packaged. There also has to be a higher concentration. One sperm has to do the trick. And if it's sparse, you don't really have as good a chance of fertilizing. So when they look at concentration, they really want the concentration to be close to 20 million sperm per milliliter. Then they have to move. They can't just be sitting there. Do you guys remember that Simpsons episode where they looked at Mr. Smithers' sperm compared to Homer Simpson? Mr. Smithers was nice, you know, in formation, kind of battalion looking. Whereas Homer Simpson's, they just kind of hit each other on the head and they're like, no, you know, that, yeah. Okay, sperm that do that can't fertilize. So we look at the motility. All right, we need to make sure they're not sluggish. We need to know that they could compete. And they say if you look at a sample, at a semen analysis, more than half need to be moving. Then they look at the shape and the morphology. If you have a sperm that looks like Homer Simpson's head, that's not going to do as well as the shape that we all know it to be. And for those of you that want to read more about it, go to my website at drdahlia.com. I have an article written on this. So at least half of them should be normal shaped. Now, we understand that some of the immature sperm that were sitting there in the epididymis that traveled up, you know, when it was time to climax, might have been too young for the trip. And they hung out with the grown-ups. And so there may be some immature sperm there. But normal semen analysis should have at least 50% ready to go and good to go. Then many of you guys look at your results and you ask if this liquefaction. What's that? Okay, so liquefaction is supposed to be the time it takes to thin. So you're like, well, why is it thick to begin with? In order for a package of sperm to be delivered, okay, it has to be a very concise, small, thick amount. You also don't want it to fall out of the female. So you need it to be in a type of substance that'll hold. She may want to get up and go to the bathroom. You don't want it to be as thin as possible where it just comes right out. Plus, then she'll get mad going, oh, no, man. You know, so it has to be in a more jellified concentration. Then it has to thin because the sperm can't move and it can't go anywhere if the ejaculate is so thick. So it has to, quote, unquote, liquefy. And they say normal time for that is 15 to 30 minutes. If it doesn't, then your sperm run the risk of dying. Now, most sperm last a couple days, but if you have some that are later in their life cycle and it takes that long to liquefy, it may be just too late for them to survive the trip. Then, of course, we look at color. Semen is supposed to be about kind of whitish-gray, but if you start to see brown or red, that could be blood. Older people, it may have a yellow tint, but if it's yellow, that could be from medications. It could be from chemicals. If it's yellow-green, we could be looking at infection. So that's a concern, okay? Which is why, you know, sometimes we'll diagnose infection or prostate issues or other sorts of conditions based on what we see with semen analysis. They also look at the acidity, pH. If it's more basic, believe it or not, that could signify infection. They look at white blood cell composition. They look at levels of fructose. There's fructose sugar there. So they look at all that. So what causes a low sperm count? Hormones in our food, endocrine disruptors. If mom, when she was pregnant with you, was exposed to a lot of cosmetics and stuff, that can mess things up. Obesity, because fat leads to more estrogen. Heavy metal exposure, radiation, stress, steroids. Varicocele, swelling of the veins of the testicle. That could disrupt transport of sperm. If you have a tumor. So, guys, cut back on your smoking, cut back on your alcohol, cut back on your chemicals and pesticides, avoid hot tubs, eat well, no tight-fitting underwear because testicles need to be cool, and avoid stress if you can. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so some of you guys are looking for a new job, or you're thinking about looking for a new job, and you guys have been kind of fixing up your CVs, and I've given some of you some advice on how your CV should look. For those of you that do want an extra pair of eyes to take a look at it, send it my way. Go ahead, go to our website at drdahlia.com. We have a contact page, or you can email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. Why not? Love to take a look at it and tell you what, you know, I think. I'm not hiring, Trust me, you don't want to be a part of the Dr. Dahlia news team. We're kind of a bunch of slackers. And I'm sure you guys are looking for income. I'll definitely take a look at your CV and tell you how it looks. But what we haven't really talked about on the show is the cover letter. And Daily Mail has a great article talking about how you should never underestimate the power of your cover letter. And it gives us 11 tips that will help put us in the top 1% of applicants. Now, when you hear that, you're like, oh, wow, wow, wow. You know, oh, my gosh, you know, feel me. I'm sure a lot of you guys are already doing this, okay? But it's good to know and it's good to review. According to their interview cheat series, they reveal top tips and sound advice for getting that cover letter. So basically, what's a cover letter? Cover letters, you don't just send a CV. You send a cover letter introducing yourself. If you haven't been, you better change your tune here. You need to have a cover letter. Hi, my name is, let's say I'm Dr. Dahlia Wax. I am a 36-24-32. No, none of that. But, you know, look, I've been broadcasting for 8-9 years now. I would love to continue broadcasting, but expand my affiliate list, and I would love to be a part of your radio station. Will you please look at my, you know, something like that. You want to have a cover letter. You want to have some, but it can't just be humdrum. It can't be boring. So the first rule is never underestimate the power of the cover letter. They are seen by almost 50% of recruiters as being more important than the CV itself. See, because, you know, recruiters know that you're going to have a bunch of stuff on your CV. They know that, you know, I mean, if everybody has an MBA, and then all these have an MBA, you know, after a while, they just read through them and read through them. But you got to stand out. Now, no naked pictures of yourself or anything like that. But the cover letter may allow them to peek a little bit more inside your personality and persona. So they say put a good deal of thought into your cover letter. They also say get through to the right person. The best person to address your cover letter is the person who is going to be making the decision whether or not to interview you. Not only do letters addressed to a specific person achieve better results, but letters that actually reach the decision maker have even a higher chance of making the grade. This means you need to research exactly who to address the cover letter to, not just put sir or madam to a generic email address and hope for the best. A lot of us do that. Trust me. I've been there. When it came to my cause, my cliques with the NFL, the NFL is amazing. It is. It's a phenomenal corporation in terms of, their community relations work, etc. But finding who to talk to is almost impossible. And when I needed to, discuss with, certain teams, the opportunity for players to consider, you know, blood donation for their My Cause, My Cleats, it was almost impossible to find direct people to talk to. And you sending a blanket letter doesn't work. And so you also don't want to insult somebody. You know, dear Marianne, when it's really Barbara. And Barbara's like, why is this going to Marianne? Why does Marianne have to forward this to me? So you really need to do your research. You know, you could CC somebody if you're like, you know what, I got a machine gun approach to this where I get as many people as possible getting this email. But then if you machine gun, dear, you know, Marianne Barbara or Marianne and Barbara, you know, and then at least it personalizes it. Communicate clearly and concisely. Do not do a 5-page cover letter. Make sure that the paragraphs, I would make sure you have shorter paragraphs. I would make sure that you don't rush it. Make sure you don't have typos. Your English is good. If your spell check, see, sometimes my spell check doesn't work until I pull something up days later. I don't understand that. Well, while I'm typing, the spell check may not work. It's probably because the computer's like, I don't even know how to spell it. Let me look it up. So, take some time. Close it out. Reopen it. Have another set of eyes look at it. They say don't lose reader interest with opening words. So sometimes, and, you know, I see this with medical school applications, you know. I see where they go, you know, it all started out for me on a warm, sunny day. And I was looking at the birds. Oh, forget that. We don't have time. You know, you wanna say, look, you know, I have a passion for marketing. And your company, or let's talk about Axe Capital or whatever, you know. I have a passion for the stock market and for trading. And Axe Capital is the barometer that other companies follow. And that's why I want to work and I want to learn, you know, to be the best trader I can. You know, stuff like that, you know, make it relevant to them. They don't care about a sunset that you're watching. Now, they say tell a good story. They say, like all the best stories, the best letters have a strong and clearly defined beginning, middle, and end. They say it's important to make sure your letter is structured in a logical fashion. Capture their attention, make an impact, maintain their interest, and then finish with a strong closing paragraph. Remember we talked about the three E's, engage, educate, and then enlist? You want to engage them. You know, boom. That first paragraph, that first sentence or two, you need to engage, you need to grab them. You know, I am the nationally syndicated radio talk show host, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay, well, wait a second. Yeah, I think I do know her. Maybe I've never heard of her. Why haven't I heard from her? Heard of her, you see? Okay, then educate them. Who you are, what you want. And then you need to enlist. This is my advice to you, not theirs. Then you want to enlist. And at the end, so please reach out to me at this phone number, this address. I would be available for an interview and allow you to learn more about me and what I could bring to your company. All right? You have to do that. Make your case. They say, well, it would definitely make a mistake to be arrogant and oversell yourself. You can't undersell yourself. You need to have a right balance. Don't sit there in the letter going, you know, your people suck and I'm going to do better. You know, what you need to do is say, look, your company is doing an amazing job, but what I can add is this aspect. I can add this. And that helps. This way you're not insulting other people, but you're actually showing what you can, you know, how you can augment. And so, you know, sell yourself. Don't undersell yourself. Don't say, yeah, I got faults. No. Say, this is what I've been doing for years. This is, you know, my wheelhouse. And I'm also very proficient in blah, 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 blah. So let them know that also in case they need you for another sort of job position, you're available for that. This they say include a call to action. That's part of the enlist that I told you. You want to make sure that you end your letter on a positive, upbeat manner. Leave a good lasting impression. All right? Don't be negative. You know, say everybody sucks, so choose me. But say, you know, don't end it like, oh, energetically yours. Don't do something like that. But you want to say, I like to end it like respectfully, or I look forward to hearing your hearing from you. Make sure it's inviting and knowing that they're going to want you. They say don't give the reader eye strain. The word I can be overused. They say, unlike a CV, a cover letter should be written in the first person. But if you start every sentence with I, it could be very tedious, which is something I look at when I look at cover letters and stuff. It's like, well, I did this, I did this, I did this. Okay, then you might want to change the sentence to, you know, enhancing this program, my team that I oversaw developed blah, 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 you know? Or I worked to develop blank, 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 and blank, something like that. They also say, check your spelling and grammar, and you can use a testimonial if you want. Yeah, like Bill Gates likes me. That helps, but get a quote from him. Don't go away. We'll be right back, 1-877-DOC-ELLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.